Bob's 25th year.
Forget yesterday. You can't do anything about yesterday or tomorrow. This is my philosophy of life put to music. And it's a fitting. We should play this more than any of the other ones, Richie.
You think so? Okay.
Yep, absolutely.
No problem.
This is all about the good day that today is going to be, an encapsulated picture of your life and your loves and what may distress you and how we can fix things. And in this hour of the Good Day program, we sort of go beyond what we normally do, take some time, all of us tell stories. By the way, Uri Geller will join us later in the hour. So let's see here. If I went alphabetically, Jennifer is first, Richie is second, Roberta is third, or of course if I were first, it would be me who tells the story. I think I will for just a second.
Your last name is Stefan. So
going by first name.
By first name.
By last name.
Otherwise I'm first.
She didn't pick up on that.
All right, so Roberta, you want to go first then? Help yourself. I don't want to get in the way of your train going down the track. It's the last thing in the world I want to do is get in the way of the train, the fascinating train as it goes down the track. Can't derail that. So,
well, you know how they tell you not to call 911 unless it's a real emergency?
And even if you do, they don't know what to do with it.
Right?
Oh, yeah, anyway.
Well, a woman in Texas has gotten arrested because apparently at around 1 o'clock in the morning one night, she decided that she needed cigarettes. So she dialed 911 and she asked the deputies to make a delivery.
Great.
So now she's arrested. She said that she, you know, she says, well, maybe I had a few too many beers.
Exactly.
But she said her thought was who's the safest person to call? So she said, oh, the police. So that's what I'll do. I'll call the police and ask them to deliver some cigarettes to me.
Good God.
So yeah, they went there and they made a delivery. They made a delivery of an arrest warrant.
Sometimes the quicker shots are the better ones. But, Richie, I meant to mention this earlier. And Jennifer, you may know more about this than Rich does. ESPN is set to pass a $7 subscription fee in a couple of years. So if you want to have ESPN, you're going to have to pay more. You pay for cable, but you're going to have to pay them more. Is sports that popular? Can ESPN get away with that?
They're trying to compete. You know, these people are trying to do all these regional sports networks. I know locally in Los Angeles, Time Warner Cable decided to cut a deal with the LA Lakers, which raised everybody's bill, $4 or not, whether you want the channel or not. And they just cut a deal with the Dodgers, which is going to raise your bill maybe $6-$7 because it was a $6 billion deal, billion with a B, by the way. And so I think the sports channels, yes, the programming is valuable. People want it. They're dedicated to it. But to actually double dip, I haven't heard that. I've heard that there's a la carte services where now you'll be able to pick if you want certain things, you'll pay for what you get. But I haven't heard about ESPN actually asking for double money off.
Well, the reason ESPN is doing this is because the rights to the NFL games
are so pricey.
Clubbing them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking for alternative ways. I mean, let me see, they would take in about $8.4 billion in fees within 5 years, but I'm trying to see what ESPN is paying for NFL, and it's just they can't afford it.
Yeah, billions. Lots of money. Lots and lots of money. Okay, let's we'll keep, maybe we'll tell faster stories, quick hits, as I am thinking, actually, about the whole idea of hero worship or people who become, I don't know, what's the best way of referring to guys like Pistorius? They're role models, or at least some people think that they're role models. What in the world is it that gets us to need, want, desire, or why, more importantly, as a 10-year-old boy, looking to, whether it's Pistorius or whether it's a football player, a baseball player, and we build these sort of cocoons or shells around them as if they were perfect, and then when they become human, they get criticized for not being better than they are. They're human beings. Flaws. I'm not by any means condoning what Pistorius or whatever his name is did, but I think we, and you hear this from older people, well, in my day, you could look up to Mickey Mantle. Mickey Mantle was a scurrilous human being. He was in everybody's bed. He smoked like a fiend. I mean, so, but you didn't know that.
Sure.
So is the difference between
back
that
in the days
era
when we were
now,
blind and stupid?
Well, no. Where the news media or whatever kind of media we had didn't cover FDR and his tricks.
They all knew about it, but they didn't say anything. There was kind of this gentlemanly agreement.
So, right. So what do you do to instill in your children, Richie, that we are all mortals and we make mistakes, but maybe there are people that you can look up to if you feel like you need to look up to somebody? I looked up to Sam Mayo, who was my second father. He was the farmer who taught me the sensitivity that I have about animals, my values when it comes to animals. And so I looked up to him. I don't know that I thought about it at the time. I don't know that children think about it at the time.
It's funny.
People say, I look up to the police. Why would you look up to the police? There are good ones and there are bad ones. So the police in general are just like the rest of us, corruptible. Men and women in uniform. They're not all great. Some of them get into trouble. Some of the people that play heroes, used to hear this about John Wayne. He was my hero. John Wayne was, led a really scurrilous life. Interesting human being, but he was far from perfect.
You can look at people, like, for example, I would never aspire to be like Jimi Hendrix, except to be able to play guitar
music.
And have the talent, the God-given talents that he had. I would aspire to serve my country like the people in the military. I would aspire to serve my community like a cop. That doesn't mean that you have to idolize the individual, that people idolize the service that they give or what their intentions are. And that's hopefully what your kids would take away. And it's funny, I don't know that my son really, really idolizes anybody. My daughter is, she's certainly more capable. I mean, she's got the Bieber fever and Katy Perry and all that kind of stuff. But my son, I don't know that he really idolizes anybody.
Uh-huh.
Me.
All right. You, maybe.
Me, maybe.
All right, so Jennifer, we haven't heard from you yet. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. Right now, I want you to think about how healthy you are, how healthy you feel. What do you know about what's going on in your body versus what you think you know about what's going on in your body? The first step to complete health is having an annual physical checkup. And in that annual physical checkup, you need to get your blood tested. You need to do the 24-point blood work so you'll know about your cholesterol, triglycerides, all the important things that will give you an insight into your body and your health. So may I suggest that you get that and you look especially hard at your cholesterol numbers. And if you're like most Americans, you need to lower your cholesterol. And I want to let you know how to do that. Best way I know of, best possible way, is to take Cardiol. C-A-R-D-I-O-L. Cardiol is it's a combination of a lot of things. Fish oils. But these are Italian fish oils. We all know, Roberta, how the omega-3s... If you think,
the Italian fish oils!
Well, I'm thinking about the olive oil that comes from... Olive oil that comes from Italy is much better than most any other olive oil you could get anywhere, right?
Okay.
You buy into that premise or not?
Italian olive oils are the best, I would say that.
All right. So anyway,
in Italian.
Yeah. Omega-3s from Italy are the best as well, proven by any number of standards. So that's what is in Cardiol because it comes from Italy. Cardiol capsules are loaded with the right ingredients to get your triglycerides where they need to be, your cholesterol where it needs to be. Absorb 70% ingredients, the omega ingredients in Cardiol absorb 70% better than the standard fish oil capsules. Here's how you get your free 30-day supply of Cardiol. Free. Call 888-FREE. 888-809-6424. Or you can go online to cardiol.net/Doug, cardiol.net/Doug, and ask for the free 30-day supply. And then if that doesn't work for you, call 888-809-6424 for your free 30-day supply of Cardiol.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh. I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Yum.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Mm. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Hi, boys and girls. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. I had in my mind, Richie, but we don't have time to do this here. I was thinking if we had another minute, maybe when we come back in just a matter of moments, I want to have a discussion about something that was on The View yesterday. There's a law that was just passed this year that abolished slavery in Mississippi. This year. They had not ratified the 13th Amendment. It's a fascinating discussion about where we are. Again, we so think that we
take a lot for granted, don't we?
Oh, my God. Don't we take a lot for granted? You're right, Jennifer. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, Roberta at DougSteffen.com, Rich at DougSteffen.com, or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com.
Your
freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
So excited. I'm gonna get creamed.
The closer you shave, the more you need creamy, soothing, medicated Noxzema.
You've got a great pair of hands.
That's funny. Now, don't pick up the shaving cream, as enticing as that ad is, though, because and you don't have a beard, Doug. Have you ever had a beard?
I had one when I was in college for a short while until my mother said when I came home at Christmas time, if I wanted to eat, I had to shave my beard.
And we all want to have dinner, so that's a bummer. Rich, did you ever have a beard?
No, I can't. I have a very thin beard, so it wouldn't work well.
All right, well, too bad for both of you, because there's a new study out today.
I shaved a beard.
Did you? I'm sorry. I didn't ask you, Roberta. Did you ever have a beard?
Yes, I have.
All right. So there's a new study out that says men with beards may be healthier than those without. So maybe you guys want to think about getting a beard. It says it's definitely, the study says it's definitely a fashion statement, but a study done in Australia said that men that have beards are 30% less exposed to harmful UV rays. So you are less likely to get skin cancer. Which makes sense. I mean, you have that blocking there.
Sure.
And mustaches count as well. But the other interesting part, that makes common sense, but beards also trap allergens that can cause asthma attacks or allergies. And they protect you from catching colds, and they also help your skin from drying out.
I'm sorry, but the idea of having all the germs and bacteria stuck in hair on my face.
Disgusting, but better than in your face, right?
And that's one of the other things for me, you know, is when you see somebody with facial hair and they get things stuck in there.
Yeah, like a piece of food or like a grilled cheese sandwich stuck
gross.
In there.
I would be absolutely, all day long, I'd be, because as I am right now, I'm very clean shaven.
Yeah.
If I'm eating, I wipe my mouth with a napkin all the time because I have this fear of getting so if I had facial hair, I would freak out all day long. Is there anything in it?
It's like having stuff caught between your teeth.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that's another no-no as well.
Yeah. Do you know the one person that always gets something in their teeth or on their cheek or on their lip?
Oh, I have a place in my teeth. I think we all have that little spot where we can catch food that we have to watch out for.
No, but that one person.
Oh, like the one guy?
Yeah, the one person. Every time you eat with them or every time you see
engineer type.
Yeah, you have to tell them, hey, you got something right here.
Yeah.
You got something right there, dude. Come on, knock it off. And like every time you have to, then you get to the point where you're just like, you've got something on your face. Again.
Get with it.
Okay, you know what you're going to call the former Pope?
What?
Ex-Benedict.
Rich.
Tip your waitresses.
Here's a clip from the View yesterday. The ladies are amazed to hear that Mississippi has only now just officially abolished slavery. Listen, you'll fall off your chair listening to this. Do I need to dance here for a minute?
No, you don't. I'm sorry. I just need to get to it here. Which one is it, Doug?
2002.
Oh, I got it right here.
I think everyone will be happy to hear this. 148 years after the 13th Amendment was passed. You know what that is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Mississippi has officially finally abolished slavery.
Really?
Yeah. Professor said he realized the oversight after seeing the movie Lincoln and did a little checking, only to discover that Mississippi, you know, they were like, yeah, we're abolishing, we're not signing jack, and they never signed it. So you kind of got to wonder.
Go to Mississippi and actually be enslaved?
Not anymore. Well, they would have had to catch
Jerry
me.
Jerry Unchained.
Pretty amazing, you know,
it's,
though,
isn't it?
Think about that there was still a state in this country that hadn't done something officially.
What else is still on the books?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. 28 after.
Hello. Eyes on the road, I'll talk, you drive. Just wanted to pop in to remind you that every Honda certified used car comes with an outstanding limited warranty. And you know what they say about outstanding limited warranties? They're outstanding. Anyway, just letting you know in case you were thinking about upgrading. And if you're not thinking about it, you should be. Honda certified used cars are awesome. And you do like awesome, don't you? Of course you do. Because you're awesome. All right, I'm out of here. Oh, and see your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in store and at staples.com/copy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9. Mix us different, recline and dine. They'll expect me to resume play anytime.
Move into that mutually beneficial zone known as the Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli. Uri Geller is going to join us in a moment or two. Richie has a story, because this is the story hour beyond Good Day. So what you have, sort of a follow-up story.
You know how everybody here in the States is kind of freaking out about the government use of drones to spy on us, to use them for law enforcement purposes, and yeah, how we're all concerned about our privacy. Right?
Right.
Well, maybe they're not the only ones that you should be concerned about.
Really?
If anybody has been in a mall lately and you walk into a Brookstone, you see this little four-propeller thing that they have that goes up in the air, and you can control it with your iPhone app, and it has cameras in it, and downloads it right to your iPhone, and you can post it on YouTube within a matter of minutes. Well, apparently in hobby shops and do-it-yourself kits, drones have become quite the hobby. So much so that in Australia, they're getting very concerned about it, and the story leaked over here this week and is getting a lot of hubbub. So apparently you can buy these drones and build these drones, and they can be controlled by GPS or little autopilot devices such as your iPhone with an app on it, and they can fly for a mile or two. Mm-hmm. You can see the high-def video, and post it to YouTube within a matter of moments.
I love this. So you can check on your neighbors.
You can check on your neighbors. You can fly over the
fly
fence.
Fly over the wall,
you can
yep.
catch the hottie right. next door. Or wow. you can fly back to the neighbor's pool. Or you can fly over their house when they have a date out on the deck.
Won't they see a toy helicopter, though, flying over them?
They might, but these things are crowded. They can get high enough, and it's got a good enough camera. So,
you know, the first time one of these things gets up to a couple thousand feet over an airport and a plane comes down, you see what kind of hell there is to pay.
There are rules, and they say that anybody that flies an airborne device, and this is down in Australia, but it's pretty much the same thing here in the States, you have to abide by the privacy laws and rules, and the and here we have the what's the AF, Air Force
ATC Air Traffic Control
okay rules. So you can't, if you break any of those rules, you're subject to get those being enforced against you. But one of the things is that these things are being sold like crazy now, like hotcakes, and they haven't received any real complaints about privacy being, you know, a problem. But, you know, it's coming. So what happens if you're out on the farm, Doug, and all of a sudden you see one of these little helicopters flying over the farm?
Shoot it down. Shoot it down. Uri Geller joins us, puts us into a mind place where you may not have gone. Maybe you'll your life will be changed in the next few minutes by Uri's visitation to us. He's joining us next here on Good Day.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Just stay away from me today. Why? I'm in a pretty bad mood. Now, there are two options that I can do when I'm in a bad mood. The first option is to do what everybody does and find someone that I can share my misery with so that I can get it off my chest, I can get it off my plate, and put the burden on someone else. I mean, that's a lot of fun. We all do it. But you know what? I don't want to do that. If I'm in a bad mood, I'd like you to stay out of my way because I want to deal with the problem myself. I don't want to get you involved, and I don't want to get you down. And it is the same thing when we come home from work or we meet people in the office. We need to do more of that. We need to say, you know what? I'm not in a particularly good mood today. I'm going to solve it myself. I don't want to get you involved. But thank you so much for expressing concern. When you're in a bad mood, stay away from others and use techniques to turn it around for good. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was at night. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
20 minutes before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program now welcoming in Uri Geller, who's a frequent guest and visitor. I don't know if he's a guest anymore because he's my friend, so he's a visitor, with ideas on how to make your life better. He has been tested by leading scientists, and he's done over his career 40-some-odd years some amazing things. And so this tribute here and a tribute there. You can see some of them on his website, Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com. Matter of fact, the latest is a song. It's a Swedish group, Uri, right?
That's correct.
So what are they, what value, are they singing this in English or in Swedish? What is the...
When I did my television series in Sweden, The Next Uri Geller,
right.
I met one of the most popular pop stars in Sweden, and he just simply said, you know, I'd love to do a song about you. So I said, go ahead. And there are quite a few songs there mentioning me, and some of them are good, some of them are bad, but if you actually go to YouTube and put Uri Geller songs, quite a few records will come out. But I never stop anyone like that, because it's creative, it's fun, and I never get involved on the financial side, because, you know, if someone can make some money, you know, using my name and my voice, and they're honest about what they do and they ask permission, then I always say, go ahead and
do
it.
That's an interesting contrast to the realities of people. How many times have you told the story, at least you and I have talked about it, probably more off the air than on the air, about the company in Japan that stole your likeness? They didn't ask. So your rule of thumb is, if you ask and I say, yeah, go ahead, versus those who just get cute and steal it.
Exactly. You know, Doug, before someone takes your name, and I know in America it's pretty tough laws,
yep,
on copyright and registration of your name, likeness and image and so forth. I just read a huge controversy in America where I think it was a baseball player or a football player that had a card, you know, made after him,
yep,
and he sued, and was, you know, very controversial. But for instance, there was someone in America now asked me whether I would allow a card to be made after me with a picture in a pack of cards that are the greatest magicians in the world. And I said, his name is Frank. I said, look, Frank, as long as you don't call me a magician, you can call me a mystifier. I'll give you the okay to do that. So he's ever so happy, and I'll be, you know, one person out of, I don't know, 50 other magicians that will be in a pack of cards. I didn't realize that cards are such a big deal in America. Why do you think that is, Doug?
Cards are a big deal here?
Card games? Oh, sure. I mean, everybody's got a deck of cards in their house, don't they?
Well, they have that, or they're playing online.
Yeah,
well, it's not exactly the deck of cards. I'm talking about those just playing. What are they? Collectibles?
You're talking about baseball cards.
Yes.
Collectible cards,
yeah,
that sort of thing.
Baseball cards, football cards. Yeah,
why are people so... Because
Pokemon cards.
It puts them in touch with someone they think is important. Everybody wants to be connected to someone who's important. Look in your life. How many people want to touch you? Other celebrities who people want to touch. And what makes them different from the average person? You have to put your pants on one leg at a time. You got to go to the bathroom every day, and you need to take a shower. So how are you different than anybody else? That isn't the way a lot of folks look at it. Look at what Princess Diana went through, or now Kate Middleton as an example. Why are these people so revered? What makes them different than you and me?
That's right, and then she's, I mean, this morning all the papers are full by certain comments. I don't remember the name of the writer, but some a novelist or an author kind of demeaned her by calling her certain names, and everyone is outraged that she's being attacked. But that's what it is all about, Doug. You know, I mean, show me any celebrity, and I'll show you some controversy around their name. There are always, you will always find those groups of people who are negative and obsessed by trying to diminish you, trying to find negative stuff about you, trying to make fun out of you, trying to sneer at you. I mean, this has been throughout my life. Skeptics tried everything and anything under the sun to try to debunk me. While they were doing that, they called me horrible names, lies, and so forth. But I guess being a celebrity, it goes with the territory, Doug.
Yeah.
As long as it's not something seriously libelous, extremely libelous, because if I see something of that nature in the press about me, then I pick up the phone and I call my libel lawyer. A week ago, I was in the High Court in London, where News International, Rupert Murdoch's outfit, apologized to me in open court because they hacked my phone.
That was why you're one of the people that they had, that woman that was running.
So Piers Morgan was tapping your phone?
Piers Morgan.
It was News International that apologized, and I was together with Hugh Grant, the actor, the Duchess of York, and Fergie.
Yeah, Fergie.
And
yep.
There was another quite a well-known singer, and they basically settled out with us. I'm not allowed to mention how much, but they did settle out, and they had to apologize in open court. It was quite an experience for me because I've never ever set the foot in court in my entire life.
Really?
So I thought it'll be fun just to go there and listen and see what is going on in British courts.
So was it a field day for the photographers? Were you all in court together or one at a time?
It was a field day because there were quite a few cameras rolling out there. And then I had to make a decision. Well, I didn't have to, but they confronted me when I walked out of the court. They started shouting at me, how do you feel? What do you have to say? How much did you get for the settlement? But I just said, Hugh Grant never showed up, so I basically said that, I was very upset that this happened, but I'm very happy with the outcome. And I'm sure you would have all loved to see Hugh Grant, but he's not here, so you're stuck with me. Cheerio, and I walked away.
Funny.
Yeah. There are lots of those things. You find them going on more and more in our country, too. I remember Johnny Carson suing and winning against the National Enquirer. Ed McMahon did as well. Tom Cruise is suing some magazine. That's happening all the time because they aren't taking, because these people
and
keep
Alec
pushing.
Baldwin just beats them up.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's going to strangle them. So there's a lot of that stuff around, and it is very, I think, it's inappropriate. Why can't you have, they say, well, you've given up your right to privacy when you become a celebrity. Why? Where does it say that? Why can't I have some privacy?
Doug, that's what I don't understand, at least in America.
Who are you to be in my face? Get lost, jerk.
Yeah, you've got...
There are some celebs that ask for it, though.
Yeah.
But hold on, you've got this thing about the First Amendment, freedom of speech, but hey, come on. If you're libeled, and I'm talking about serious libel here, you can't defend yourself because you're a public figure.
Yeah, right. There are occasions where you can't do it. That's true.
Yeah.
It's just, it's over the top. All right, Uri, a couple of good stories. Check out the music. I think that'd be kind of a fun way to spend an hour or so.
Fun thing to hear.
All the songs about Uri Geller. Go to Uri Geller, URIGELLER, UriGeller.com. From England, he's here with us on the Good Day program at 11 minutes before the hour.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
Are you sick of dating psychos?
I can't wait to meet you.
And ugly people?
Mm.
I was. Until a friend told me about myeternalflame.net. All the men are abdominally rated, and they all have jobs. There's so much man candy in there.
But do they have deals on all 10 of the top 10 appliance brands?
No.
That's because only Sears has them all. Hurry in for Sears President's Day event and save up to 30% off appliances.
I want some of that.
This is the top 10 advantage. This is Sears. Exclusive supply, see store for details. Savings rate from 5 to 30% off. 2% 23.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So, boy. Oh, boy.
Boy, oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Boy,
oh, boy. There's a great story at DougStevin.com today about a Texas couple who got a surprise last week. The woman gave birth to two sets of twins. Wouldn't that be called quadruplets?
No.
Separately.
Two sets of twins.
Set, then she had another set.
Wow. Four babies. Wow.
51 after on Good Day.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time now for our weekly visit from the host of The Pet Show, a man known far and wide for his expertise when it comes to helping you develop great relationships with your pets. Warren Eckstein, the host of The Pet Show. There is a problem, apparently, you've been writing about it, with super fleas. Remember that old, super fleas. So what's the problem and how do we fix it? What's the matter with that little shake and bake stuff we put on or give the dog a bath once in a while? Maybe you can give the cat a bath and drown it, but whatever it is it takes to get rid of these fleas. What's the story? Where are they coming from?
They're coming from the same fleas that have always been around, except now they're becoming immune to the type of deterrents that we've been using.
Mm-hmm. So what do we do?
Here's what I do. I do not let my dogs get infested with fleas. Here's what I do. When it's flea season, which is generally 365 days a year in Southern California, every day or every other day I take my dogs, I roll them around in a white towel. If I notice any flecks on the white towel, I take that fleck, I put it on a moist paper towel. If it turns red, I know there's a flea problem because that's flea poop, and I deal with it right away. Uh-huh. So what I use is I also use
We just started carrying, this is not a plug, but we just started carrying it on the website, an all-natural herbal flea spray, which you can use every single day. So the two things I recommend. Number one, an all-natural herbal flea spray. Follow your vet's advice. And here's what I do. I do not believe in putting a flea collar on a dog or a cat. They're too dangerous. But I take a flea collar and I cut it up and I put it in the vacuum cleaner bag or container. So when I suck up everything off the floor, rather than have the eggs and the fleas re-escape, they check in, but as they say, they don't check out. So don't put the flea collar on your dog or cat. Cut it up, put it in your vacuum cleaner bag, vacuum on a regular basis, and you should be fine.
How about the drops on their back?
You know, they work pretty decent. There's a lot of different ones that some dogs have a reaction to, but most vets are still recommending that you use one of the topical treatments for fleas. What they really do.
There is a capsule that you begin, begins with a C.
Yeah, there is a capsule as well. There's a lot of different things you can use, but here's the way they work. What they do is they don't just kill the fleas, but they actually have something called IGRs, which is insect growth regulators, which makes the fleas that are alive, it sterilizes them so they can't breed and infest the area. So there are things you can do. You just have to be really on top of it.
All right. Next item of interest for our next time for the pet show. This is Heart Health Month. It's Romance Month. And you reported that in most of the surveys that are around, your pet beats your partner, especially if you're a woman. Women are more interested in their pets than they are their male partner. That doesn't bode well for...
Here's the statistics. It says that 75% or 80% of women on Valentine's Day would rather kiss their pet than kiss their significant other. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, from the male perspective, they would rather kiss their female partner than their dog.
Ah.
I don't fit into the category.
No, I just kissed Charlotte.
Hey, did you hear the story about this guy that turned his dog into a Tennessee shelter because the dog was gay?
Huh? Yeah.
I just posted this. It's an incredible story. A dog in Tennessee whose owner dumped it at the shelter.
I can't believe that anybody would be that stupid.
He saw his male dog mounting another male dog and assumed it was sexual when we all know from listening to me, it's a dominant behavior. Exactly. But the dog was adopted. That's the good thing. The dog found another home.
And a much better home.
Well, no, it's a good story because a stupid person no longer is in control of a dog.
But the scary part about it is how stupid can a person be and still wander the streets and not protecting us? It's crazy. Uh-huh. Can you imagine this guy?
That feels in McCoy's, pal.
I'm not having no gay dog in my house.
No. All right, did you see we had a video posted at DougStephan.com of Winston, who is a 2-year-old deaf English bulldog, a rescue dog.
What?
Yeah. And I remembered this from, I don't know, a week or so ago. I saw this. You know, I love all those. I usually send you the bulldog ones, or you send them to me. The latest one is the combination of the bulldog on a ski board, or on the board of the beach, or on the, what do they call those things that you go down the street on? Skateboard, yeah. One of those. But this is just, there's so many sweet, sweet pictures. People really do go out of their way and love, by the way. I went to a photo shoot the other day, and of course I brought Charlotte with me. And one of the pictures that came out of that photo shoot was the most, oh my God, what a darling picture.
Here's my fear, though, Doug, because bulldogs are such great dogs, and you know, I love them. They look like they chase walls. They're just beautiful, beautiful dogs. But the Marine Corps just now took on a new mascot, which is they've always had bulldogs, but a brand new puppy bulldog. So I think people are going to start getting bulldogs. Not a good thing. It's not the dog for everyone unless you really love to be hugged and kissed every day.
Well, but you also, yeah, exactly. But you also have to know they take some attention.
And medical expenses.
Thank you. More expensive than my kids. All right, 59 after Warren. Next time, check out thepetshow.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.